some of them would play a French harp just as loud as they could, and they'd get an old tin bucket and beat on it with a rod or anything that could make noise. And it was a shivery was the word.
Oh, that's really something.
But that's been going out for years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it, I can remember it.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Now, if you were talking about a group of people, like if you were talking about that, just everybody came to the shivery,
mm-hmm.
you know, and instead of saying everybody, you might say, well, the
whole community.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is it that they would say that young people used to like to do? They get out on the floor and
dance.
Did they used to do that around?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if school, that is, if children get out of school at 3 o'clock, you'd say that at 3 o'clock school
closed, dismissed.
Mm-hmm. And now, after the summer is over, after the vacation, the children begin to start saying, well, when does school
start?
Now, if a little boy left home to go to school and he didn't show up, you'd say he
laid out.
And after high school, you go on to
after high school,
you go on to
college.
And now, years ago, children sat at benches in school, didn't
yeah.
they? Well, now they sit at, nowadays they have
desks.
Now,
individual.
Each one has his individual
desk. Uh-huh.
Now, a building that would be built especially for books would be called
library.
And you mail a package at the
COD. No.
The place where you go to mail it.
Post office.
Now, if you were to, in the old days, if you had to stay overnight in a strange town, you'd have to stay at a
tavern.
Oh.
T-A-B-E-R-N.
And then later on after that, what would they stay in?
A hotel, I guess.
Now, if a person wanted to see a movie, they'd have to go to a
theater.
And you would catch a train down at the
station.
Would they call it the rail? What did they call it? The rail?
Mm-hmm.
The rail?
Railroad. Railroad station.
Railroad station. Now, the area, you know, sometimes a courthouse is built, it's in the right in the middle of town.
Yeah.
Now, the area, the kind of grassy area right around the courthouse, have you ever heard of a name for that?
The lawn, courthouse lawn.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Now, if a person was walking down the road and he didn't want to have to go all the way down to the end of the road and turn, he might just cut across a field like this, and you'd say he was going.
He cut across.
Talking about the direction, you'd say he went.
He went east.
Well, I'm not saying that right. I mean, talking about instead of saying walking in a diagonal,
oh,
you'd say he went.
He took a path.